在这课里，我们练习几个由动词和介词构成的动词词组。比方，继续。
Keep on, K-E-E-P, O-N, keep on.
延迟。
Put off, P-U-T, O-F-F, put off.
放弃。
Give up, G-I-V-E, U-P, give up.
等等，我们还要学习由动词跟动名词构成的动词词组。比方，考虑参加。
Consider joining.
停止磋商。
Stop negotiating.
等等。现在我们先来听今天这一课的对话。内容是说，珍妮跟同学鲍勃谈起了大学毕业之后要不要上研究院的事情。请你注意听两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Are you going on to graduate school when you get your BA?
I've considered going on for a master's degree, but I may postpone getting it.
Why is that?
I think I'd like to work for a while before I start graduate school.
I've considered working for a while, but I don't want to put off learning Chinese.
Have you considered taking time off to go to China again?
I've thought of doing that. If I get a chance, I will.Otherwise, I'll finish the graduate program and then go.
With a graduate degree, you will have more opportunities.
现在我请两位英语老师再把整段对话用慢速度念一遍。
Are you going on to graduate school when you get your BA?
I've considered going on for a master's degree, but I may postpone getting it.
Why is that?
I think I'd like to work for a while before I start graduate school.
I've considered working for a while, but I don't want to put off learning Chinese.
Have you considered taking time off to go to China again?
I've thought of doing that. If I get a chance, I will. Otherwise, I'll finish the graduate program and then go.
With a graduate degree, you will have more opportunities.
下面老师把对话里包含今天要学的语法的句子用慢速度再念一遍给你听。
I've considered going on for a master's degree. I may postpone getting it.
I've considered working for a while. I don't want to put off learning Chinese.
Have you considered taking time off?
听了上面那些句子，我想你对我们今天要学的两种动词词组的用法已经有些概念。第一种就是用上介词和动名词的动词词组。下面我们用
is thinking of
加上动名词来表示想做什么事。比方，珍妮想辍学。这句话英文可以这样说
：Jenny is thinking of quitting school。
下面我们做一组练习。看看珍妮想做什么。由老师念一个句子，接着老师念一个词组，学生就把词组代换到原来的句子里。请你跟学生一起做练习。
Jenny is thinking of quitting school, selling all her books.
Jenny is thinking of selling all her books.
Moving to the East Coast.
Jenny is thinking of moving to the East Coast.
Finding a high-paying job there.
Jenny is thinking of finding a high-paying job there.
Renting an apartment in the city.
Jenny is thinking of renting an apartment in the city.
Buying a car.
Jenny is thinking of buying a car.
珍妮不想念书，因为她想搬到东部找份工作。当然，找工作不容易。珍妮试了一次，可是没有成功。她是不是应该继续试呢？现在我们用
keep on, K-E-E-P, O-N, keep on,
加上动名词做一组练习，说明珍妮应该继续做什么事。在这组练习里，你也可以学到在美国找工作的过程。 比方查是求人的广告
checking want ads
申请工作
applying for jobs
寄履历表
mailing resumes
等等请你注意听老师提出的问题并且做肯定的答复每做完一句就请你听老师念正确答案
Should Jenny keep on trying?
Yes, she should keep on trying.
Should Jenny keep on looking?
Yes, she should keep on looking.
Should Jenny keep on checking the want ads in the newspaper?
Yes, she should keep on checking the want ads in the newspaper.
Should Jenny keep on applying for jobs?
Yes, she should keep on applying for jobs.
Should Jenny keep on writing letters to corporations?
Yes, she should keep on writing letters to corporations.
Should Jenny keep on mailing her resumes?
Yes, she should keep on mailing her resumes.
鲍勃想到中国去念书和教书。为了这么做他必须把其他计划比方念硕士学位
Working for a master's degree
念国际法
Studying international laws
做一星期四十小时的工作
Taking a full-time job
等等往后延。现在我们做一组练习用延期
Put off P-U-T-O-F-F Put off.
加上动名词做一些句子一方面练习语法一方面练习词汇现在请你注意听老师问问题并且做肯定的答复每做完一句就请你听老师念正确答案
Will Bob put off going to graduate school?
Yes, he will put off going to graduate school.
Will he put off studying international laws?
Yes, he will put off studying international laws.
Will he put off working for a master's degree?
Yes, he will put off working for a master's degree.
Will he put off taking a full-time job?
Yes, he will put off taking a full-time job.
Will he put off touring the United States?
Yes.He will put off touring the United States.
下面我们用放弃。
Give up. G-I-V-E-U-P. Give up.
加上动名词做句子。看看鲍勃为了到中国去是不是应该放弃他的一些个人喜好比方抽烟、画画等等。练习的做法是老师提出一个问题学生就根据问题做否定的答复。学生做练习的时候请你也一起做
Does he have to give up smoking?
No, he doesn't have to give up smoking.
Does he have to give up studying?
No, he doesn't have to give up studying.
Does he have to give up traveling?
No, he doesn't have to give up traveling.
Does he have to give up painting?
No,He doesn't have to give up painting.
Does he have to give up playing tennis?
No, he doesn't have to give up playing tennis.
Does he have to give up camping?
No, he doesn't have to give up camping.
珍妮和鲍勃大学毕业之后都暂时不想继续念研究院。可是在美国许多大学生在大三大四的时候就已经想好了将来要念哪个研究院。美国许多研究院也不断地改善设施提高学生人数下面我们做一组练习用
succeeded in S-U-C-C-E-E-D-E-D-I-N succeeded in
加上动名词做一些过去时态句子说明学校当局成功地做了什么事比方使教学设备现代化
Updating teaching equipment.
筹募私人赠款。
Raising private donations.
消除预算赤字。
Eliminating budget deficit.
等等。 练习的做法是老师先念一个句子，接着老师念一个词组，你就把词组再换到原来的句子里。每做完一句，就请你听老师把句子再念一遍。
The university administration succeeded in increasing student enrollment, improving school facilities.
The university administration succeeded in improving school facilities.
Updating teaching equipment.
The university administration succeeded in updating teaching equipment.
Raising private donations.
The university administration succeeded in raising private donations.
Eliminating budget deficit.
The university administration succeeded in eliminating budget deficit.
下面我们要学习动词加上动名词的用法。在上一课里我们学过，一个英文句子里如果有两个动词，都是说明同一个主语的时候，必须在两个动词之间加上
to，
比方
I want to study
等等。不过有些动词例外，比方延迟
postpone，
考虑
consider，
停止
quit，
后悔
regret，
恢复
resume
等等。要在这些动词后面再加一个动词的时候，必须把第二个动词改成动名词，比方
consider going, quit smoking, resume studying
等等。现在我们做一组练习，学学这种词组。练习的内容都是跟学校有关系的，比方学校当局延迟提高学费，教师工会后悔组织罢工等等。练习的做法是老师提出一个问题，你就做肯定的答复。比方老师说
Did the professors regret organizing a strike?
你就回答说
Yes, they regretted organizing a strike.
现在我们开始做练习，每做完一句就请你听老师念正确答案。
Did the administration postpone raising tuition?
Yes, it postponed raising tuition.
Did the administration postpone cutting salaries?
Yes, it postponed cutting salaries.
Did the administration consider improving school facilities?
Yes, it considered improving school facilities.
Did the administration consider updating teaching equipment?
Yes, it considered updating teaching equipment.
Has the administration quit negotiating with the teachers' union?
Yes, it has quit negotiating with the teachers' union.
Has the administration quit bargaining with the teachers' union?
Yes, it has quit bargaining with the teachers' union.
Did the professors regret organizing a strike?
Yes, they regretted organizing a strike.
Did the professors regret missing classes?
Yes, they regretted missing classes.
Have the professors resumed teaching yet?
Yes, they have resumed teaching.
Have the students resumed attending classes yet?
Yes, they have resumed attending classes.
现在我请英文老师念一篇介绍美国研究院的文章。这篇文章谈到美国学生为什么要念研究院。现在请你注意听，等一会儿我们要根据文章问你几个问题。
Most American university students study for 4 years or more to get a college degree. During this time, they are called undergraduate students. When a student completes his courses, he earns a bachelor degreeWhich will help him find a job. Many students postpone finding jobs. They stay at the university and work for a higher degree. Other students take a job for a few years. Then they quit working and they resume studying at the university. These students work to earn higher degrees. a master's, or a doctorate. They are called graduate students. Graduate students specialize in a particular field of study. They study to become experts in this field and to learn new advances in their fields while they earn an MA or PhD. Sometimes when they get an MA in one field, they begin studying another field. They hope that when they earn their graduate degrees, they will succeed in finding important jobs. They hope to get jobs that are interesting and high-paying. The life of a graduate student is often difficult. They are usually too busy studying to make a good living. Often they have to pay high tuition fees for their education. Some give up studying before they get their degrees. But most keep on working at their studies until they graduate. In today's world, most graduate students don't regret spending time with their studies. They are finding that things are changing very fast. New developments are occurring in all fields. For many graduates, study has become a necessity.
现在老师先把等一会儿要问你的问题念一遍给你听。第一个问题是
What degrees do graduate students work to earn?
第二个问题是
Why do people go to graduate school?
第三个问题是
Why has graduate study become necessary for many people nowadays?
现在我请英文老师再把整篇文章用慢速度念一遍给你听。
Most American university students study for 4 years or more to get a college degree. During this time, they are called undergraduate students. When a student completes his courses, he earns a bachelor degree, which will help him find a job. Many students postpone finding jobs.They stay at the university and work for a higher degree. Other students take a job for a few years. Then they quit working and they resume studying at the university. These students work to earn higher degrees, a master's or a doctorate. They are called graduate students.Graduate students specialize in a particular field of study. They study to become experts in this field and to learn new advances in their fields while they earn an MA or a PhD. Sometimes when they get an MA in one field, they begin studying another field. They hope that when they earn their graduate degrees,They will succeed in finding important jobs. They hope to get jobs that are interesting and high-paying. The life of a graduate student is often difficult. They are usually too busy studying to make a good living. Often they have to pay high tuition fees for their education. Some give up studying before they get their degrees.But most keep on working at their studies until they graduate. In today's world, most graduate students don't regret spending time with their studies. They are finding that things are changing very fast. New developments are occurring in all fields. For many, graduate study has become a necessity.
现在请你回答下面三个问题。回答之后，老师会念正确答案给你听。第一个问题是
What degree do graduate students work to earn?
They work to earn a master's or a doctorate.
第二个问题是
Why do people go to graduate school?
They hope to find important, interesting, and high-paying jobs with their degrees.
第三个问题是
Why has graduate study become necessary for many people nowadays?
It is necessary because of changes and new developments in all fields.